What's up, everybody? I'm Danny B, and welcome to the Morning Drive, one of the last few of the season here. The Knicks played the Nets last night at the Garden, and I feel like it's a rivalry. At this point, I gotta call it a rivalry, man. Whether you want to call it a rivalry because of who's on the team versus just the teams themselves, that's how I'm looking at it. It's the Knicks versus the Nets, right? And I feel like it's always back and forth. Now that they're in the backyard, it's kind of like they're knocking on our doorstep. And we got to keep them at bay, you know? And a lot of the games that we've had this season, we've fallen short. A lot of games decided by a few points. Last time we played them, we were up by freaking 28 points. And they came back and beat us in the fourth. Well, what do you know? Something similar happened last night. I think we were up by about 21 or so. And lo and behold, they came back. But let's rewind and start from the top. So last night, we had Obi and Sims getting the nod to start the game, and RJ Barrett comes right out and gets a three to go, just like he did the game before. And I feel like we didn't start the game with the intensity that we needed. You know, I feel like we were kind of just going through the motions a little bit, and it wasn't until really quickly checked into the game at the end of the first quarter that we picked up the intensity and got to playing the way that we needed to. And it carried right over after that first quarter. We ended it on a little bit of a run. We're up 4, 29-25. And we go into that second quarter, keeping that intensity where it is. Taj opens it up, nailing a three. And we were moving that ball. We were sharing that rock. We had 20 assists in the first half. 19 assists, rather. And we averaged 21 assists a game. So to see that happen in half the amount of time, this is how we need to play to win. It's that simple. Move the ball, move for each other, bring the intensity on D. That's it. That's it. And when we do those three things and we do them well, we have every shot in the world to win whatever game we're in. And that's how we played in the first half. You know, we killed it. We came out in the second quarter with that intensity from the first, and we had 19 straight points. 19. And we put the Nets into a hole. You know, RJ being aggressive, he was getting into the hole. Obi just doing so many great things on defense, on offense, getting it in there, putting the pressure on the rim. And it was huge. We ended the second quarter up 17, 67-50. We were up 17 at half. And we come out in the third, and I just feel like we did not bring that same intensity. And we talked about this all season long, how the intensity that we have when we play at our best does not carry over all the time from quarter to quarter. And it did last night from the first to the second, but it did not from the second half, from the first half of the game to the second half. And unfortunately, Brooklyn took advantage, you know. They saw what it was. They were chipping away in the third quarter at our lead, and I feel like we really went away from our game plan. We were moving that ball, moving for each other, like I said, and that's what worked. And then all of a sudden in the second half, you start seeing ISO ball. You start seeing us slow down the clock and try to, like, manage the game to the minute almost. And you can't play like that versus this Nets team. You got to keep doing what's working. You got to keep that intensity up. You got to keep moving the ball. You got to keep moving yourself. And we completely went away from that. The Nets continued to chip away. They ended up cutting our lead down to 10. So we're only up 10 now at the end of the third. And the Nets closed out that third on us. They hit a couple of shots, gave themselves a little bit of a run. They come out in the fourth, and they hit two threes right off the bat. Boom. Our lead's now cut down to 4. And this is a Nets team in the fourth quarter with Kyrie and KD. You know what it is, you know? So we had a couple of nice plays. We saw Obi have a beautiful hezzy where he created room for himself on the baseline and put it up there with a beautiful layup. Just the IQ, the athleticism, you combine them. He's going to be good. He really is. RJ had a similar play, created space for himself in the lane, got two to go and the extra point. But KD, just in the end, he went on a run. I think he had 8 or 10 straight points, you know, getting down to about 3 minutes left or so. IQ had a three that tied it up, but just the Nets, you know, they hit threes, man. Patty Mills hit a couple that just did us in there. Nets go up by 10 with like a minute and a half left, and that was it. That was the game. 110-98 was the final score, and it sucks, man. It definitely sucks. Just two different halves, man. We out-rebounded the Nets like crazy in the first half. Crazy. Right? How many free throws did we miss this game? I want to say about 15 we left on the table. Just, man, like, we know what we need to do to take that next step as a team, and it's just way too late in the season, man. Way too late. I'm hoping that next year we come out and we know what we got, and we know what how we need to play, and we focus on playing like that. Period. Enough of this nonsense, man. The fact that third quarter completely switched from moving the ball and sharing the rock to just ISOs, and come on, not the way that we play it, man. Shout out to Sims. Kid had his first double-double. That's what's up. RJ had a little bit of a game. He had 23 points. Obi showed out. Just missed the 20-point mark with 19. And it is what it is. So we got the Wizards next up. Friday night Knicks. Not at home. We'll be in Washington. But that should be a good game. And then we got Sunday against the Raptors. And I'll be in the building. So I'll definitely be bringing you guys content from that. And that's the season. So only a couple morning drives left. Make sure you hit that like, you hit that retweet. I always appreciate the support. You know that. And I'll catch you guys over the weekend. Enjoy the rest of the week. Peace.